On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 29, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 26. Die minister van water en sanitasie, Pemi Mojodina, kritiseer waterinstandhouding in Johannesburg oor die feestyd en noem dit onvoldoende en swak beplanning. Sy sê munisipaliteite het vooraf geweet van instandhoudingswerk, maar het versuim om voor te berei. Mojodina waarskie watertankwaans is vir noodgevalle, nie langtermyn voorsiening nie. Sy het met SABC News gepraat.
Our municipalities are failing our people. It is unacceptable. They are not meeting the required standard. However, the community of Johannesburg is growing day by day. If they can have their officials monitoring these tankers, as long as there is no monitoring, our people are not going to get water. But these tankers, especially the private tankers, will be getting their money.
Die minister van vervoer, Prabha Krisi, sê vroeë data oor die huidige feestyd toon 100 minder padsterftes in vergelyking met verlede jaar. Sy het die verslag in Kaapstad gelever en 'n afname van 20,9% in noodlottige ongelukke en 20,8% in sterftes tussen 1 en 16 Desember gerapporteer.
We have managed to save over 100 lives. Last year, in the first 16 days, we had 545 fatalities. This year, we have 431 fatalities.
Intussen eis die vakbond Federasie Kusatu en die Suid-Afrikaanse Vervoer en Geallieerde Werkersunie die onmiddellike betaling van agterstallige loone vir werkers by Northwest Transport Investment. Volgens berigte het personeel in Noordwes en Gauteng vir 14 maande nie salarisse ontvang nie, ten spyte van vorige ooreenkomste. Hulle blameer jare se finansiële wanbestuur en 'n sogenaamde skelm sake reddingspraktisyn. Zanella Isabella van Cusato doen 'n beroep op die minister van vervoer om te verseker dat werkers hulle salarisse voor Kersfees ontvang.
Setawa and the workers were vindicated when the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria ruled that Simpson is not fit to hold office and must vacate his role as BRP of NTR. This is a victory that workers have not been able to savor as their wages remain unpaid even as Christmas quickly approaches.
Die Russiese president Vladimir Putin sê hy glo nie Oekraïne is gereed vir vredesgesprekke nie. Hy het tydens sy jaarlikse nuuskonferensie aan die einde van die jaar gesê sy land is gereed en gewillig om die konflik in Oekraïne vredesaam te beëindig, gegrond op beginsels wat hy verlede jaar uiteengesit het. En in Gauteng word daar vandag gedeeltelike bewolkte weer verwag met enkele buie en donderbuie. Pretoria 29, Johannesburg 27, Mbombela 26, Emlagreni 27, Polokwane 26, Rustenburg 28. En vir diegene op die pad na hulle vakansiebestemmings, Kaapstad 28, Durban 26, Berga 25 en Bloemfontein 29. Ek is Emiel Pienaar, meer oor hierdie en ander stories op jackrandfm.com, klik op news.
Emiel, hoe gaan het my? Gaan het?
Dit gaan baie goed, dankie en self.
Is naast, het bykie rusttijd gehad? Hoe lang was jy? Voor een week?
Een week, yes.
Nou is je terug.
En nou is ek terug.
Dan werk je daar.
Yes.
Okay, ek is reg vir haar is, okay, ek moet eerlijk wees. Maar, dis okay, ons doen die shows, weekend breakfast, goeiemorgen julle, goeiemorgen. Good morning to you wonderful, amazing people. And I just want to say that today we're going to be celebrating you. Okay, as you can hear, there's award music playing. Emil, if you had to give yourself an award in 2025, what award would it be? If you had to give yourself an award. Maybe it's just sticking by or surviving or you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, that's what we're going to do. Everyone's going to give themselves an award.
Well, at this point, I feel like just for the rest of the year,
yeah.
I'd give myself an award for surviving.
Surviving. There it is. It's Weekend Breakfast, Lucky Duper C here. Good morning. Let's get into some music, some Olivia Dean and Rose Bruno Mars with Apate. Good morning.